Hello.
Hello, everybody.
hey. This is Annika and
Eliza
from Confessions of a Freak, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wahooey!
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have a very special episode brought to you by us, in fact. I got the idea for the show from my friend Isaac. Shout out Isaac, because they're gonna dress up as one of their fears for Halloween.
Oh, I think I actually heard about this.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
So Isaac yesterday was a fingerless woodworker.
That's really good.
Yeah, so today our theme is our fears. We're trying to stay kind of be Halloween-ish-esque. And so that's what we came up with. That first song was Is This It by The Strokes. It was my pick. Many a time I have... We don't need to get into psychoanalysis on air, but...
That'll come later.
Definitely an existential crisis song for me. Is this it? I don't know. I'm always asking myself that.
Wondering if there's something
more out there. And I think that is one of the things that drives me as a person. So... That's that song. Great album. From the album, Is This It? Anything you'd like to add, Eliza? Thoughts about Halloween? Your fears? We can read some poems on here. We used to do that. We haven't done that in a while.
If you have something, oh my god! I'll just tell you about it right now.
I was listening to
Eli's radio show at the beginning of the semester. Eli is somebody that Annika and I both met while we were in Europe and realized we had strange roundabout connections to. Anyway, I was listening to
his radio show
and he started reading a poem.
I love Eli,
so inexorably linked. It was so funny. Sorry, I just like gasped and had to explain why.
No, by all means.
But what I was gonna say is I was talking to Annika because this really was Annika's idea, and I was like, okay. I liked it. But I have a healthy range of fears being featured today, mm-hmm. including bugs to, like, not being enough.
And what what a great song to kick it off today.
Truly.
Yeah.
Did you have something in mind for up next?
Yeah, I have another song. Okay, whoa, my New York accent. I have another song. I have another song picked out for everybody today. This next one is Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice. It's kind of a similar genre, which is why it's up next, but what a banger. Also about, you know, being able to treasure things that are special, even if circumstances change, and I think that's also important. So, enjoy!
Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, saddest thing I've ever seen. And you never knew how much I really liked you, because I never even told you all I meant to. Are you still there?
Hey guys, I almost forgot that we wanted to chat. You just heard a little intro of Infinite Love Without Fulfillment by Grimes. Get ready. But same thing. Before that, we were listening to Back to the Old House by The Smiths and Problems by Pine Grove. These are both Eliza's picks. Would you like to share a little bit with the class today what you're thinking?
Yeah, I chose Back to the Old House based in fear of a lot of things. But the general idea is just having to leave places behind, i.e. back to the old house. And then I chose Problems by Pine Grove, first of all, because it's a banger, and then second of all, because I think the lyrics are something like, what if I spend my life up problems on problems that are not even problems? Just unnecessary anxiety, which kind of inspires anxiety in and of itself.
Yeah.
You start getting anxious about whether or not you should actually be anxious about something.
Yep.
And I was saying, it does talk about snow, but something about the instrumentation reads as Ottoman.
Autumnal.
I'm studying for my European history exam, so I have the Ottoman Empire on my mind.
It's too Ottoman.
No, it reads as autumnal to me, not incredibly Ottoman.
That's so funny. I can't believe you just said that.
Anyway, that was the inspiration behind those two fear-induced picks for me.
Also, back to the old house is something I would have picked too, I think, for similar reasons. You know, about being able to access, like, places and memories from the past and what we can and cannot do in that realm. But, yeah, big childhood growing up, like, like, me at 16 in my bedroom freaking out song.
Amazing.
Yeah, should we... We have a little poem picked out for you guys. Would you like to hear it? Oh, yes, you would? Well, that's great. Ready? Okay. This is Dusk in Autumn by Sarah Teasdale. The moon is like a scimitar, a little silver scimitar, adrifting down the sky. And near beside it is a star, a timid twinkling golden star that watches like an eye.
And throw the nursery window pane, the witches have a fire again, just like the ones we make. And now I know they're having tea, I wish they'd give a cup to me with witch's currant cake.
Yeah. Snaps.
Sorry, I wasn't.
Thanks, Sarah Teasdale.
Saying again.
Again.
But I had to do it to make it rhyme.
It just flowed naturally.
I surprised myself with that one a little bit.
You surprised me too. I honestly didn't even read the first stanza before doing it on air. Like, I didn't know what it said. I kind of just read the second one and thought it sounded good.
We're keeping it freeform.
Yeah. Anyways, maybe we should get back to the music. You guys don't want to hear this. There might be more poems coming or not, depending on how we feel. Stay tuned for the full hour, or you would never know. Anyways, next song is Infinite Love Without Fulfillment by Grimes.
You're holding on.
I'm so tired of being strong. But I don't want you to see this face. It's time to be brave. So I pray for the same thing each evening. My baby's healing. I found you beautiful. I don't know a thing that could feel more heavy. Babe, I'm ready.
Another day like
That was Someplace Else by More More. Before that, we were listening to Me, in parentheses, Heavy by Fred again, dot, dot. And before that was Infinite Love Without Fulfillment by Grimes. Any comments, Eliza?
I am in love with Grimes. Grimes, if you are listening to this, I am free on Friday night. Please give me a call. This is a perfect segue,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was Grimes for Halloween with my roommate 2 years ago.
I remember.
My roommate was Elon Musk. I was Grimes. It's one of my favorite costumes I've ever done, which is the perfect segue into asking, Annika, what were you for Halloween this year?
Well, how about I answer that question with a poem?
That's perfect. Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. In normal conversational fashion.
Yes.
All right, this poem is Aid Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven, written in 1899 by William Butler Yeats. Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths, and wrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I've spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams. So, for Halloween this year, I was... I was carrying around this poem in my pocket. that's not my costume, though. And I was the firmament from Genesis in the Bible.
As in Genesis, the book of the Bible.
Yeah, Genesis, not like Genesis Grimes, although we were just on that. It all connects. But yeah, this is one of my favorite poems of all time. And I also had an illustration pinned on my back of, like, it's like a wood engraving that depicts this guy, like, breaking through the boundary between like earth and the heavens, like peeking his head through. It's really cool. It's like from Flammarion's The Atmosphere.
I was a cowboy. Yeah. And it was awesome.
Do you have a cowboy poem?
No, I wish I did. Actually, last week though, when Annika was not here, I did a cowboy themed show.
Yo.
Specifically melancholy cowboy themed
show. I need to listen still.
Archives up if anybody's looking for some melancholic cowboy and cowboy adjacent music.
You can always go on WMFO.org to listen, to tune in to our archives. You can search us up under Confessions of a Freak last Sunday at 2 p.m. Mm. Yeah. So anyways, I was the firmament from the Bible. So... That's what I'm on.
That's what I've been up to lately. Yeah. That's what's been on my mind.
And the poem is connected to that. It's not. I didn't just read that. I don't know how closely people are listening to the poem, but
we're just reading
talking about the cloths of heaven, and I think that's a very beautiful metaphor for like, I don't know, or not for like the firmament or like the boundary between things. So a cloth would like take up 3-dimensional space, so it would be like a sort of, if there are cloths of heaven, the stars are like touching something. Then I'm sounding really crazy. I don't mean to sound this way. Like, I don't know how to explain myself.
I think you're being very articulate.
If you are a person who believes that stars are pinned to the cloths of heaven, they're in wrought with the golden and the silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half light, the cloths would be taking up a physical space. And the boundary would extend beyond it somehow.
No, I was thinking the same thing, actually.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm always telling myself. anyways, I feel like we should listen to the next song, and then you guys will hear a PSA from us later. But I hope in the meantime that you enjoyed our rambling and my weird poem slash whatever is going on to me psychologically. So
me personally, I thought it was great.
Thanks, Eliza. I always appreciate your support.
Next up, we have Sincerity by Sun is Poison. I hope everybody enjoys.
Slang clipping my leg through a broken holster. I stand over a gaunt image of my face. I'm cowering through taut twine, shrinking fiber clothesline, placing tired pads into place, wandering out of the way. Outside, fill unwanted property, took a chest compression properly, loose and bloke into a simulated state. I'm uncomfortable and restless, trying not to be so selfish. How long have I spent? Seven hedge and gum of cornless interest. It's not common in a sincere way. Cabalistic as the deified of one suffered. Human mistake I've been.
I want surprises. I want surprises.
that was Brand New Lover by Dead or Alive. And before that, we were listening to Head Alone by Julia Jacklin and Sincerity by Sun is Poison. How about we listen to a PSA from Eliza and then we can get back into our fears?
Let's make it happen. So as you all know, the theme of today's pod is
pod.
And there's nothing scarier than poison ivy.
Oh, that's so true. I'm always saying that.
Listen to these words I have to say about it. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they're also primary growing season for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks.
No, although, not the oily resin.
No! I wish we had, like, a scary soundboard. You could do, like, ghost noises and, like, bones rattling. Oh, that's perfect, actually. Okay. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be a reddish green, while in the fall, the leaves turn a vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. When in the fall... Yeah. In New England.
True.
Yeah. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of tough students' apartments.
No, say it isn't so, Eliza.
It is, and it can grow as a vine around trees or as a shrub or ground cover.
Not as a shrub. Sorry.
I had forgotten I had even said that. I was like, can it grow as a shrub? It can. And also as ground cover and around trees. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. This PSA is awesome. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas. That's a good recommendation. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I have a second PSA, actually. This one is coming from Seattle today, from my aunt. She says, PSA for listeners, cleanse your crystals by the light of the full moon monthly. This is the time. You heard it here first. It's the full moon weekend. My aunt is telling you to cleanse your crystal, so you better do it.
And also, watch out for poison ivy, especially in shrub form. Because it's easy. Apparently, it's very easy to forget that it can come in shrub form.
Yeah, you even forgot it when you were saying you just said it.
And I was reading the PSA myself.
Oh, this is so great. What our next song is from the album I Need to Start a Garden.
Yes.
Hayley Hendricks is the bug collector. How about we just hop into it?
Yeah, let's get right into it.
Riding the poison ivy momentum, the wave.
Yes.
Okay, enjoy.
Fuckers out to get you. And I digress, 'cause I must make you the perfect morning. I try my best to scoop the slugger out the window. Thank you. carpet. Oh, and I must admit, he's staring with a vengeance. Oh, and I digress, 'cause I must make you the perfect morning. And I try my nothing's out to get you. I know a modern woman,
That was Modern Woman by Tennis, and before that we were listening to The Bug Collector by Haley Hendricks. Her last name, I really struggled to log in at the studio here.
Oh, Haley
it was
Hendricks.
Not an intuitive spelling for me. Maybe that's a me problem. But I realized we haven't been chatting much about our fears. I think we ought to dive into it a little bit.
Let's make it happen. So I chose The Bug Collector. Like I said at the beginning, I wasn't really sure how existential we were getting with our interpretation of fears. So I started with The Bug Collector because I think dragonflies are really creepy.
You know they like propel themselves by like peeing out their butts.
Don't tell me that. Don't make it worse. Don't grow my hatred for them. They're just so spindly. And I used to go out in my grandparents' dinghy. We would go to Lake Champlain and we'd go out in the dinghy and then all the dragonflies would follow us. And I like couldn't jump out of the dinghy because I was in the middle of Lake Champlain. This is like a really niche fear.
I'm only afraid of dragonflies in Lake Champlain.
Well, just because there was no escape. It was really scary.
Oh, that makes sense.
But I'm healing my relationship through The Bug Collector because that song is so good.
I'm glad to hear
Hendrix
it.
Hendrix is really cool.
I feel like that's not a song you could heal it through. I feel like it would make it worse, right?
I just listen to the pretty noises.
Okay, sure.
I hope for the best. What about you chose Modern Woman by Tennis. What were the roots of that?
Well, I saw Tennis in concert last fall. Really good show. They're really, like, they have, like, a really tight performance.
Nice.
Like, a very tight, like, stage presence and, like, aesthetic. And I think it helps that they're married, too.
Oh,
so they're, like, very much a unit. Like, even their haircuts are kind of corresponding. Not a joke.
That's awesome.
But I'd never heard this song before going to the concert. And then she was explaining that she wrote the song about her friend Kate, which she literally name drops the first line. It's like, Kate, I know you hate me or something.
That's bold.
That is bold. And they used to be best friends and then they lost contact for whatever reason. I think after they graduated from college. But she was like still thinking about the friendship and how much it meant to her. And then after releasing the song, Kate listened to it. Obviously, she knows it's her, and they reconnected.
Oh, that's really... So how is this a fear? This sounds lovely. pleasant story.
Well, I think there aren't enough songs, for one... I'm getting there in a roundabout way. Mm. There aren't enough songs written about friendship. I feel like most songs... Or not all... You know, that's not fair, actually.
There's
a lot of songs are just about,
romance.
Like romance...
Mm.
But not in a platonic way. And yeah, I think this song, also like the story behind it, does a good job of encapsulating like friendship fears and like feeling like people might resent you or losing contact with people and, you know, how do you stay in touch? And like grow apart, is that okay? But you know, I'm just saying a lot of words now. It's not really a specific fear. It's just themes that I feel like are important.
I think that's been consistent with the rest of
what we don't like have a about. Thesis.
The theme of the episode is really just like overarching
themes,
permeating anxiety in day to day life.
So today's theme is themes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think it's gone quite well.
Yeah, I think you said it best, Eliza. We are just anxious.
Me personally, great selection of songs. Me when I see a playlist I put together myself. Wow, these are great.
These are great
choices. Okay, we're only going to be able to play a little bit of our last song.
Yeah, I don't know how far we're going to get. I'm going to do the station ID now because we only have about a minute left. So this has been, thank you so much for tuning in today on this Sunday afternoon. I'm sorry we talk so much. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't. It's okay. This is Annika and
Eliza.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much, freaks, for tuning in. And now we're going to listen to approximately 40 seconds of Time to Pretend by MGMT.
Woo!
Get ready. Thank you. Bye.